into the country. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country.
So,
I'm
gonna eat me a Mark, lot of peaches. On break, you said something I kind of want you to repeat here. You said that the pandemic has actually caused you to restructure.
Yeah, we out of necessity, we had to do things differently. And we found that there are certain things that we've adopted during COVID that we like. I mean, the crowd control, the limiting the number of people at one time, ordering all of our peaches, not all of, but a lot of our peaches online ahead of time. Saves the stress of having a day where people have driven from the west side of Phoenix to buy a box of peaches, but we're out of them because we don't.
Right.
We had too many people.
And then they
people.
Have to go home empty-handed. Yeah. They get mad and sad.
And for people ahead. Like me that don't like crowds, was one of the reasons, like when you said we got 15,000, like I love Schnupp Farms, but I'd never go there when there's 15,000. It would not be enjoyable to me.
And Rob, well, it's not enjoyable for us either because the lines are long and people are grumpy and it's just no, it's much better. So we have figured out, we've learned from this experience, as awful as it has been, and we're going to have a better experience for people when they come to the farm in the future.
That's awesome. And Rob, you kind of even indicated with what you're doing. Obviously, you're events oriented in trying to promote the craft beers, but
yeah, I mean, they're going to be different. We'll still probably track with our some of our old events, but it's forced us to re-examine a lot of different things, and I think we're going to do smaller things. We're going to take advantage of the time that we have to plan now and do some more targeted things instead of having the big festival exposition type of thing. We're going to take a look at every opportunity now. And, you know, our brewery is the same thing. There are breweries that have changed the way they service. They're doing more direct-to-consumer things, delivery to go. We actually changed the law to allow beer to be picked up through a drive-through window, you know, is a safety measure during this
right.
time. So a lot of that is going to be driven that way. And you know, I partner with other event producers and – We have an alliance, and we're going to look at improving that section of the entertainment and events industry because there's some work to be done there.
So interesting. Out of pain comes innovation, rethinking, new strategies. You know, we found that at Arizona Farm Bureau. And I just have to reemphasize because I think about how much fun I've had when I've been to Schnupp Farms. Everyone, listeners all over the state. If you want to visit some of our farms, they can be visited now. Go to fillyourplate.org and select that link that says farms to visit.
And you had mentioned that, you know, one of the big products in beer is water, and you talked about pain and invention. Do we want to talk about the beer made out of reclaimed water from the city of Scottsdale purification plant?
Sure, we can. water is an important commodity for all of us, and it's special to beer. It's a majority of the beer is water. And we've done that. That was actually the second series of beers we made from reclaimed polished water. That's the term they want us to use, not wastewater, but that's okay. We did it once with people who work in that industry. They wanted to demonstrate straight up proof of concept. It was the process that allowed wastewater plants to get certified to make potable water. I think there's a lot of misconceptions that all beers were going to be made that way. And I think our job is to show that we believe in the science, we believe in the process. And if we're able to use our water chemistry skills, because we break down the water and we re-add minerals depending on the style of beer, generally speaking, if we believe in that process, then we know that we can promote that this is a safe process. And I mean, all they do right now is they treat the water and then they pump it back into the ground.
So there you go. So do not accuse agriculture of using all the water. Accuse us, the beer drinkers, the wine drinkers. We have to eat. So we're the ones using the water, right?
Well, we can all blame the golf courses.
There you go. And Mark, last time y'all were on, you were just starting a an Airstream camper, you know, where somebody could come to Schnepp Farms, rent an Airstream, you know, old school 60s, 50s style trailer and stay in it for the weekend. Are y'all still offering that?
We are still doing that. In fact, we're expanding. That's one of my wife's pet projects. We have now 9 vintage Airstream trailers that people can stay in. She's adding 4 more. So we're going to have 13 or 14. She may add another one on top of that. But those are so much fun. They're from 1947 to 1972 is the years that they were built, and they're all totally refurbished. However, we've kept the original insides as much as possible. So you go in there, and they're very vintage. They're very cool. It's like a time capsule. You go back in time, and you can come out and enjoy the farm. We deliver breakfast to you if you want. There's robes. There's barbecues for each one. There's bicycles, so you can ride around our 300-acre farm and go out to the garden or see the animals. We have a petting zoo, and we have a herd of deer. And so there's just lots of fun stuff. But it's been real successful. And interestingly enough, it was really successful last summer during COVID when people were desperate to kind of go somewhere, and they needed to feel safe. And so they were able to come out. But anyway, it's super, and we're going to keep doing it, and we're excited about it. We have so much fun because people come out, and a lot of times there will be a group that rents all 9 of them at the same time.
Oh, wow. That's bed and breakfast farm style.
Yeah.
And Julie, how can someone support their local ag?
So if you want to support Arizona Farm Bureau, we're nonprofit, and our efforts for farmers are advocacy, communications, and education. Just sign up for our membership. You can do it online. It's $59 for the year. I mean, it's cheap.
And you get a list of all the benefits, and a lot of places you go buy items, and you know, you've got Farm Bureau discounts. And
if you have the discount, you can visit some of the farms offer the discount.
azfb.org or fillyourplate.org.
Yeah, and fillyourplate.org.